chef. Flying high, high to the top, top with the sky.
Yeah, some intergalactic type shit, my nigga, nah, me. Yeah, yeah, my nigga, we the dope time traveling. Space age, pimping androids, we gaffling. Bop guns that flip Nissan trucks. You took me to your leader looking like we all fuck. Walking in my moon boots cause my spaceship stuck. Rely on my third eye instead of faith and luck. Dodging particles from astro so we won't get stuck. You never know at any time it can get worse. No 16s, my nigga, I spit a universe. And some left planet Earth low on cash. Robbing niggas on Mars like Pluto Nash. Bounce rock and escape cause the spaceship fast. Got homies teleporting to a nice piece of. Hey, my people planet surface staying high and turned up. Treating planets like step, they stay burnt up. No lie, you really too high for y'all. Ain't coming down, even if the sky should fall. I'm yelling, no lie, I'm really too high for y'all. Ain't coming down, even if the sky should fall. I'm yelling,
take my space protocols, you androids. You androids. You androids, yeah. Take my space protocols, you androids. You androids, yeah.
Killer for you androids.
Don't matter if my whips on foes. It don't matter if my wrists don't glow. Oh, I'm out of this world. Space age pimping with a swagger that'll lift your soul. Luke Skywalker scheming on her Chewbacca. Perpendicular proper pimping to bring profit. I'm in a spaceship blowing gas. You probably think I'm human with your broke ass. Daniel's son now whacks me off, I'm so fly. I got crane kicks, welcome to the Cobra Kai. Captain Kirk, Space Ghost, perp, robotic lungs. Slanging Big Dipper, keep my phaser on stun. Even on Pluto, you niggas is menudo. My main chick's a Martian, my spaceship's a Tudo. Face this anomaly in the Matrix. This is the dope face, you tired of that fake shit.
Might make it longer than Shield, nigga.
That's hurtful to start off the show like that.
I'm sorry. I can resist. All the banter has been
welcome back to another Lando Cal, everybody. People were getting on us. Let's go back. Let's retrace back. People were trying to mad about the start, saying that our death toll was off.
That's from the website. They
said the Death Star should be number one.
If it blew up a motherfucking planet, there's some
crazy. I was thinking they were trying to be like at least practical with the deaths. Not just, okay, we blew up a planet. Because that could be a whole bunch of movies.
Well, yeah, that's true. I guess it's something that you could see.
Darth Vader, they were saying Darth Vader should be number one with 5 million. How many other deaths behind? How many of the deaths he actually did behind that?
Yeah, nah.
Like, four people tweeted us about that upset. Like, no, man, what about the Death Star?
Yeah,
and
you
that blew up twice.
Huh?
And that blew up twice.
No, they talking about them blew up the planet. Talking about
Alderaan.
Alderaan. So that's right. Then Chugabera, what was it that we was talking about, the Spanish dog or whatever, Chugabar? Because people hit us
Chupacabra.
People hit us about that too, so just correcting stuff we talked about before. And also from the show with Jules, Jules is one of our guests again on here on Lando Cal. And then we got James Bishop in with us. He was on the Kanye West 30/30 episode. People still email us about that. Wow. And you know, this is a real video game.
Yeah,
huh?
It's like, straight up real video, 8-bit.
That's awesome.
But I found another actor better than Jamie Foxx. Jeffrey Wright is better than Jamie Foxx as well. So that'll add on to my total of 10 to 12 actors better than Jamie Foxx. I hope I never meet Jamie Foxx in person.
What about did y'all say old dude that's been 12 years a slave? That's a good ass.
Yep.
I don't know if he's better than Jamie Foxx.
Yes,
though.
He is.
I don't.
Nah, I'm not going to discredit Jamie for him.
You can't throw
Jamie's better out than the
him?
Window.
I think it's just different roles. Like, perfect example. Now, granted, White House Down was shitty.
I'm sorry.
But I haven't seen it either. I was going off of Jewel's review.
I haven't seen it.
I was going off of Jewel's review.
Off the trailers alone, I can go and distrust what you said about it.
I'll do it at the red box, but I'm not paying for that.
I'll do the bootleg.
That's fine. I was just saying, I mean, I got a slow-ass laptop, so.
You can't even go bootleg on that.
Damn. You just mad you wasted your time, even.
You go wait. You got to wait for that shit to come off.
Sunday morning, and it's on, you're good.
So you gotta wait for it to come on FX, and it's edited for commercials and shit.
You might be mad if it's on FX because then you get commercials, and then you be like, ah, come on, for it. Now I gotta stop for that. You're not gonna,
yeah,
yeah. But you can't see Chibnall Ojafor playing that sort of character. Jamie Foxx can play a dumbass character. Chibnall Ojafor can't play a dumbass character.
Oh no, I totally agree. I agree with that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So,
but I don't see none of these top 10 actors even taking a role like that though. Like
I mean,
in that movie.
But none of the top 10
soul?
Actors are.
You saying selling their soul?
I didn't say selling their soul.
But it was another thing, though. I don't think it's a selling their soul because you got to look at Jamie Foxx's background. Like, none of the actors that we're talking about came from a comedic background.
Right, it's true.
You know what I mean? So that's his first love.
Oh, no. Overall talent, he's better than everybody.
That's all I'm saying. So.
We talking about straight acting.
But Jamie Foxx is a hell of an actor, though. I mean,
he is.
When it comes to impersonations, Jamie Foxx is probably one of the hardest persons to be beat.
And the thing that's holding him, that will help him, I think, is him being Electro in Spider-Man being a villain. He's never played a villain in a movie. Every other person we talk about has played a villain in a movie.
Yeah,
or a TV show or something like that.
Right.
Has been a bad person.
But he played an undercover cop. That makes him a villain on the low. You got to act that out. I mean,
Miami Vice.
I would talk about it again.
Yeah.
You got to check
I've never seen Miami Vice.
Hey, Miami Vice was gritty as fuck, though.
Gritty,
it was so damn dark you couldn't see nobody. That's why I didn't want to see
it. I mean, that way.
Told me it was so dark you can't even see the
character. Did he watch it on bootleg? Because you can't if you watch it on bootleg.
You know.
Yeah, you get a digital
child.
If you watch it on bootleg, I tried to watch it on bootleg. I was like, God damn, the contrast and shit, playing with the sharp buttons. Right, exactly. My whole screen gray as a motherfucker.
All right, so this show is based around Marvel. It's a lot of Marvel movies. We got a lot of trailers, TV show. Well, Marvel and DC, just comic movies, TV shows coming out. We got a show I just got into that we were talking about a little bit before, Arrow.
Dope.
I don't even like the Green Arrow as a character. I'm not even going to front. I think he get his ass whipped by damn near any other character almost. Mm. But this show on CW, I watched it on Netflix because I never watched CW. I ain't watched Town 11 since the Wayans brothers on there, to be honest.
That's a long ass time.
That's
2000, 2001 or something. That went
dog.
Out.
Shit.
And that, well, that's not Joss Whedon.
What's
that means you ain't even catch Birds of Prey when they came out for that half season.
What's his name, Joss Whedon?
No.
What?
God, it just crossed my mind. I'll come back to it. It was
Charmed?
Nah, it wasn't Charmed.
Charmed was on CW, wasn't
it? It was, I think it was, yeah.
Because I was trying to think of other movies, well, not even movies, but TV shows that are, like, popping because of the subject matter, like...
Smallville, you mean?
Nah, it wasn't Smallville, it was something else.
Supernatural.
Supernatural was on CW.
That's a Supernatural.
You was telling me about
Supernatural. Supernatural is dope as fuck.
But it's got like 55 seasons though. That,
dude,
no way I'm going to watch that.
I fell off.
I was done.
Dude, and it's a different story every fucking time, dog. That's what makes it good. That's why I was asking. Was that Joss Whedon?
I don't know. I honestly know
McGee had a part in there, but I don't know
if he did.
If Joss Whedon did.
I don't think. I
don't think so. I mean, I'll pull up the laptop here as we hooked in, but I don't think Joss Whedon is. Because people have been bigging up that if he'd have been doing Supernatural, too.
I thought they did.
That for him doing Supernatural?
Yeah. I've seen a few episodes soon. It is a damn good show.
It's a real good show.
But this is so damn long. I'm just so far behind. They came out like 95. They started 95 or something, didn't they?
You can jump in, though.
You can, like, I'll be just catching. Because the thing is, what makes that show so dope is that it plays with a whole bunch of shit that you already know about. Like, so, like, for instance, you can't jump into Arrow because Arrow has a backstory, like, that's specific to...
Which I think is the most intriguing part of Arrow is the fact, the backstory part.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. But you can't just come in and know what the fuck he's doing. Like, you walk in, you're like, who the fuck is he fighting? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they fuck with shit like you heard about, you know, they deal with, like, urban myths and all the rest of that shit and make it come true. So they were like, you know, killing werewolves.
Dude, they on fucking season 9. Ain't no way I'm going to watch this shit.
But you know what, dude?
Yeah, why not?
Dude, you know you can watch a whole series on that. Dude, all you gotta do is just edge out and sit down and watch Netflix for real.
No, 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 I do. That's how I'm catching up on Arrow. But I'm just saying, like, damn, 9 seasons, though? Shit.
What episodes man. You on?
3.
You had it, hey, man, you just gotta go slow. Yeah.
I'm on here on the Wikipedia here.
I'm there too.
Yeah, I'm looking at the thing real quick. I was trying to.
It don't say. I don't think. It's no,
created by Eric.
It's McG.
Okay.
He's the only like the big name.
Eric Kripke or something like that. He's who created it.
Yeah.
But Supernatural is good. That is good, and Warehouse 13 is good.
I've never watched
that, man.
That's a cool little show, man.
What's like, that? FX?
It's a sacrifice for me.
Or sci-fi.
I watched it on Netflix. So I don't know.
Oh, Josh Whedon also did Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, Cabin in the Woods is awesome. Like,
I should have thought about that.
Dude, the last 30... Have you seen it?
No, yeah. I've heard about
it. No, it's
the
dope. Me and my cousin Adrian got into a fucking 5-hour argument.
About
the meaning, because
at the end of the movie.
Well, yeah.
I heard it's like, well, this flips up and it ends up being like some like science project or some
I'm
shit.
I'll be honest with you, that was kind of interesting. The whole movie to me was one till that 30 minutes, the last 30 minutes, man.
Just go.
So, it's really, I should just fast forward the last 30 minutes?
No. You want to watch the whole thing because it builds up to the last 30 minutes.
Yeah, you got
to
watch it.
The thing is, what we were arguing about it was the social commentary.
And what was Adrian?
What was supposed to be? Well, like, it was all about like. The sense of humanity and like would somebody give of themselves to be able to save the world and do you believe that and all the rest of this shit because you're dealing with prophecy, you're dealing with all sorts of crazy shit. Like that's what made the movie so dope is that they took narratives from most horror stories and combined it and then flipped it and kind of made it like you again is one of those things that you don't really know how to feel because like you see motherfuckers dying, you're like damn that's fucked up and then you realize it's a sign it's
a not bigger a science plot for project. The reason that they die.
Say what?
It's a bigger reason.
Yeah,
that
but dying. The niggas are partying to it. Like,
yeah, like
you see what I'm saying? They're in the basically.
The dudes that control the madness.
I'm watch it,
yeah, don't blow it for them. Don't blow it for them. Yeah,
just know when you watch it, you're gonna be like, what the fuck, and man. And all I gotta say is like everyone's saying, the last 30 minutes is gonna just like what the fuck. But it's going to be so crazy.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen, but it's going to be so crazy.
Everybody keep telling me that I was losing my fanboy card for not seeing seeing Cabin in the Woods.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I watched it, man, and I was because at first I was like skeptical on the whole Cabin in the Woods, and then got Thor up in there. So, right. Of course, I guess that's for the kids to watch.
And the mixed dude from
it was all right.
What's that brother name? What's that brother name? is it Grand Anatomy? I don't know. I can't think
right now. Oh, yeah. He's in Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the light-skinned dude. Yeah, like he mixed or something.
Yeah.
Like Jesse Williams.
Yeah. It's a dumb one. You got to check it out, dude. Like, for real.
Okay, I'm going to have to check that out. But so, everybody, what's everybody's thoughts on Arrow so far?
I've seen a couple episodes. I like it. I just got to actually sit down and watch it.
Yeah, me too.
To be honest with you, I think Arrow's right now got it on Smash as far as shows dedicated to comic, you know what I mean? It's a good one. And I slept because I kind of let 13 episodes go by until this past week. I started watching all of them back to back. My wife went in. So
I need it. That's why I'm gonna do it. With Arrow to do that.
And I like what's his name is in it too.
What?
The nigga from Spartacus.
Yeah, he got a quick little. Not even quick. He's
recurring.
See what they doing with Arrow?
The dude from Spartacus?
Not
the main character you talking about?
Nah, what's the other dude?
Like second and third.
Crixus.
Oh, Crixus is on.
Yeah, Crixus is.
He got a dope little role in there too.
Yeah. He's like the dude. He's basically the dude that trained Green Arrow.
All right, so you've been watching 3 episodes, so you already know that they have flashbacks.
Yeah,
when he was trapped on
the island.
As it grows further and further into the story, I mean, literally, you're going to see this dude come out. But it's dope because it's like he goes from one kind of trainer, mentor to another and to find himself.
On Netflix.
Is on Netflix. Yeah, they got the regular one. They got the original one before the dude died.
Yeah, man, that Spartacus was.
I saw that first episode. I did first season. I didn't get the chance to. I saw
those Spartacus was dope. I watched. Yeah. I kept up with Spartacus, man. That was a dope.
Yeah, Blood on the Sand and
Blood in the Sand.
Yeah, I didn't see the last.
Guys at Arena. Yeah,
I saw. Blood of the Sand was the third one. Guys at Arena was the second one.
That's the prequel season.
Yeah,
because they were trying
to Gattacus.
They were trying to hold off because old boy wasn't dead. He wasn't dead. He just was sick for a minute. They were trying to hold off, so they did a prequel season with Gattacus.
Right.
and then came back, and then he died. So then he was like, fuck.
So I wonder if they're coming back with I think
they're thinking about it's done, but they're thinking about doing. Did y'all watch Spartacus?
I watched. They're thinking about doing Julius Caesar.
They're talking about bringing back that concept with Julius Caesar though, because he was the main character in the last season,
right?
Julius Caesar and Gallicus, them and how they go through becoming Julius Caesar that we all. You know, nobody. Because when you see him in Spartacus, he's young as hell.
Right,
21 years old, just fucking chicks and, fighting.
Everybody
that's all he wanted to do.
Fucking chicks. And
yeah, but he was like, more than the average
dudes,
dude.
Though. Don't even front. Like, that kind of threw me off. From
yeah. That was some ill shit on Spartacus, like, though, is that, that Gallicus' brother, though, Julius Caesar gets raped in there.
But you know what the thing about?
By the main dude, Gallicus' son. Rapes him, for he won't tell nobody that he found out about some shit.
But you know, the main thing about, the good thing I like about Spartacus is all this stuff they say is really historically accurate. That's why they put that view of discretion. So everything you see is going to be as close as historically accurate.
Not the haircuts.
Yeah, it caught me a little off guard when that dude was banging that little slave boy. I was like,
Big dude looked like old boy. He was black too, you know that, right? He was Syrian. Not Syrian. He wasn't Syrian. What they have him? Carthaginian.
Yeah, yeah.
He's supposed to be like Hannibal and shit. He's from Hannibal's country. I was like, oh, y'all say we'll make the one black dude besides Animaeus. And then all the white people mad because Animaeus is black on there, and because he's really white in the storyline. In the real story, he's white, but in the show, he was black. Animaeus, the black dude.
I hope they don't got Kaluuya in there. They ain't gonna show
Kaluuya. No.
Oh,
they mentioned
like,
him though.
That's ooh, I
like
never
it's
seen
some
it.
Ill shit on there. Like, that's probably the bloodiest TV show I've ever seen.
Hell
in my life.
Yeah,
like
500%. That's the most gratuitous of anything you want. But niggas get fucking niggas fighting.
Chicks fucking, is all anything you think that's fucked up in life. It
happened.
That's Oz. 300 all blended.
Pretty much.
That's all that is, man.
I said it's 300.
Hey, dog, that was like the wake up call of life, dog. That moment in their eyes when Adebisi got that dude.
Yeah.
I was like, yep, I'm not going to jail. And I'm not wearing beanies either.
Actually, man, they should just show that in schools. I would think they should just show
that would have, dude.
That's serious out there. I'm not,
trust me, I heard too many horror stories about
I gave up on Oz at a certain point. One of them seasons kept going in. I was like, nah, I'm good. Dudes coming out of the shadows of the bunk bed, like, I'm out.
HBO gives zero fucks.
Yeah, they didn't care.
Behind the candle library, don't you ever, man. It made me look at Matt Damon a whole new way. Let's put it like that. That's about Liberace.
What was the name?
Behind the candle library. No, it's a movie made for HBO.
Oh, for
it's Matt Damon.
Matt Damon with Scott Thorson and Michael Douglas was a Liberace.
Okay.
And all I gotta say is, it's gonna make you look.
You know what? I saw the previews for that.
Yeah, me and my girl had sat down and watched it, and if you gotta be real comfortable with your manhood to sit down and watch that movie.
What is it called?
Behind the Candelabra. So you gotta be real comfortable with your manhood to watch that movie. That's all I'm gonna say.
So it's worse than Brokeback?
No, I've never seen Brokeback.
Never, but.
Nobody admitted to seeing it.
I love my girl because she wanted to watch it.
Some people saw this motherfucker finna be
Once that dude died, everybody was trying to watch it. Once it happened,
like once you heard what went down, like niggas like, I don't want to go see two cowboys fucking in a tent. Like, I don't know. I think that's all you. That's all you. It had to be. I mean, shit. It was.
That's all I need to know. That's two dudes fucking in the tent. That's all you tell me.
I'm gonna tell you what almost lost me. This season, I started watching season 5, so I'm planning my catch up on all my seasons. But season 5 of Sons of Anarchy. No, season 7. It's the 6 of Sons of Anarchy.
See, I'm on season 2.
The first scene coming into the episode, man. The beginning of the season, man, was the worst.
No,
jail
I'm on
scene
two,
dude. I said I'm gone.
I'm good.
My wife bailed out on me. I said, I'm gone.
You said, what happened?
The season 6 of Sons of Anarchy started off just like that. What you don't want to see, two dudes, the jail cell, that whole, I'm like, man. They got me. They pulled the eyes on me, man. I said,
Yeah, I asked to use some curveballs.
Yeah, they.
For real. HBO be having some good series, though, regardless.
How they do. Right? They do.
Oh, no, they do, though.
Boardwalk Empire.
Boardwalk Empire. Gangsta. I'm on season 1.
I'm not. You on season one of everything?
Yeah, but let's get it back into the So, Thor drops this Friday. This will come out early next week, so we'll everybody have seen it already. But what y'all think from the trailers and stuff so far on Thor?
Well, it's cool. Like, you know, old dude that's the main villain. That's one of the dudes that played in Doctor Who.
And my boy, what you call is in there? Plays the other villain in there, the black dude.
Who?
Oh, you. You got the trailer. For everybody.
You got Idris Elba, right?
Idris. He's in there again.
No, the other dude. What's the other black dude? There's another black dude in there.
That's the small one I know about.
The other one is the main dude for the other dudes.
After all this time, now you come to visit me, brother. Why? To mock. I need your help. But I wish I could trust you. If you did, you'd be the fool I always took you for.
Some believe that before the universe, there was nothing. They're wrong. There was darkness, and it has survived.
It's gonna happen.
I gave you my word. I would return for you. You face an enemy, known only to a few, known only to one.
You must be truly desperate to come to me for help.
If we do nothing, they will destroy us. You even think about betraying him?
I'll kill you. That was from New York.
I like her.
Thor, your bravery will not ease your pain. Your family. Your world will be extinguished.
We're running out of time.
The very fabric of reality will be torn apart.
I'll find a way to save us all.
Like the dude from Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah, the dude I'm thinking about, though, is... I'm just forgetting his name.
That's what I'm thinking about.
I'm looking up... because he plays the second villain. The second secondary villain.
He's supposed to be, like, Executioner or something?
Oh, no. His name is something... I'm looking it up now.
That'd be dope to have Executioner on it. That'd be dope. Because I know the main villain, he can summon the Wild Hunt. I know the Wild Hunt be having the Executioner in it. That would be dope. Mm. That would be dope. Because the Wild Hunt is just... dope, because they just go around, they'll go between different dimensions straight, hunting cats down. Like, just for sport. Just because. And, like, they would go all out. They would fuck up a whole city just to finish a hunt.
No wonder I didn't see it.
For no reason.
Yeah, it'll be tight if they can put that in there.
Yeah, it would be. Yes.
You think they will, maybe a part three, or...
This shit's gonna ride out until fucking 2020.
Listen, Marvel ain't gonna. The only major character.
It's Adewale Akibe. He's playing Algrim Curse.
Fuck is that?
Curse the dude with the big ass thing and the normal things like the gold thing and it comes out around his head.
I know who the actor is. But I haven't.
Like the secondary villain.
Oh, okay.
You know the black dude I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. I know exactly. You seen G.I.
Joe?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
He was in
the black dude G.I. Joe.
He was in
the black dude in the first G.I. Joe. At a BC.
He was in the BC.
Oh.
He was in the first G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
He's with the accent. The
secondary villain.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's...
He was in that movie, Bullet to the Head, too.
They got him kind of made up a little bit, too, so you can't even really tell it's him like that.
Yeah, yeah. But he was in Bullet to the Head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah, he sure was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was dope in that, though, too. I ain't gonna
front. Magic. Wasn't he Magic? Wasn't that his character?
And Ace, the second Ace Ventura movie. I'm tripping. He sure was.
I mean, I'm not going to front. I wasn't a big Thor fan in the comics, but I liked the movies, though. The first one was good, though.
I wasn't all that impressed with the first one. I thought the first one was like okay.
I thought it was okay. And actually, after I rewatched it, I liked it the second time I watched it.
I liked it after I watched Avengers
because then you went back to see
watch right. I like Tom Hiddleston, okay. Loki.
Yeah,
I just think he does an excellent job. But then you start, like when you look at the breakdown of all the shit that Loki was doing in the Avengers, and you see how they kind of tied it into the first Thor. It's like okay, there was a lot of time and framework put into this, to hash this out in the Avengers. So that's why this third one. I mean, because even this third one looks way more gritty. The first one was like. For some reason, whenever Marvel's kickoff films are always like
slow building up.
Well, it's not slow building up. It's
the
like,
Iron Man. The first Iron Man is the best one to me.
All of it, yeah, that one definitely.
Second one,
I'm gonna say,
America. People sleep on that Captain America movie.
Captain
too.
America is too like it's like too light like. Just look how gritty this one looks in comparison to the like the first one. That nigga fought a big ass radiator, and then
I talking about the story one.
Right. He fought a big ass radiator, and then he also
big ass radiator.
That's awesome.
And then he they fought the little ice,
frost giants,
and then they didn't really pose a threat at all for him. But it was just real light.
But that's an origin film, though.
Well,
right, so
but that's what sense. I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But all the origin, like I feel like that. I think that's why I was so majorly disappointed with Wolverine's origin story, because whenever you think of Wolverine, you don't think of anything campy. You don't think of anything.
Oh no, they fucking up the whole Marvel, the whole X-Men universe.
No, the last X-Men movie. First Class. I will say First Class was good.
First Class
but
was good.
They kind of really threw out the storyline because. They fucked it all up because
bringing back fucking Wolverine, fucking up everything.
Well, no, I'm not Wolverine.
But
they brought in Havoc. They fucked up the whole.
Havoc. Yeah. I was like, because Havoc didn't come until
Havoc's his Cyclops' younger brother.
His younger brother, and this happened back in the 60s.
Yeah.
So that clearly doesn't make sense. Why would you have his little brother?
Right.
In the 60s, and Cyclops wasn't even thought of yet. Maybe. Yeah. So that kind of just fucked everything up, but I don't know.
And plus, you gotta look at it like this though: it's a take on the comic, I guess, the character himself, so his origins, or whatever. It's a take just like they do the comics.
But how do you do that, different takes on that? I mean, that's true. But how do you completely? I mean, I understand the take. I can understand it like from a take as far as like a different perspective. But you can't really I don't know if you can completely change somebody's genealogy. Like it's just like you said, like how do you go from
They're gonna do that with Fantastic Four. Michael B. Jordan is already there.
Yeah, they're gonna do that.
Right. But
so now they're gonna have what they're gonna do with the system.
But they can make that
no. But see, that can still be believable because he's not something that is
If they are gangster with it, they'll make her black.
But
if they gangster with it,
well, this is what I'm saying. They would have to make her black, or at least
they're gonna make her white and say
he was adopted.
That's what they're gonna do.
That's fine. All I'm saying,
no, it's a punk way to go about the storyline.
But why do you have an expectation of anything different?
I'm not expecting that. I'm just saying it's a punk way of a story.
What I'm saying is, you can't do some shit like you can't. How the fuck do you put a well known younger brother? Decades before the main
the main brother should have been born. Cyclops was
that's,
in the 60s.
That's my point. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, how the fuck do you pick the younger brother and move him, and put him decades before the main, the one that everybody recognizes?
Like during the Cold War.
Yeah.
Like during Cold War.
That would have been a Cyclops, though. Now, if they made that Cyclops, then
it would have made sense. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Then it would have made too much sense because then Cyclops in the present time would have been very old. Up there with
exactly.
Well, you can say they don't age. You could throw on some shit that mutants don't age as well. I mean, age the same.
He could have been a different nigga with the same power.
Because Havoc and Cyclops only found out they brothers until like they adults.
Because they
forgot about each other. They both were dead. Remember his dad?
Yeah,
they plane crashed.
That's right.
They both
that's
one
right.
of both of them went in the water, and one washed one way, one another washed another way.
That's
and
true.
The dad is the one that went with the Shi'ar. which ties in with the whole Phoenix saga, because he got pulled up into space.
You know, it's a third ant. No, well, yeah. They could have put it as a third brother, but that wouldn't make no sense.
Yeah, because then it gets even more deeper into the thing, and even moving forward, we can move from forward Thor, since we already segued into the Days of Future Past, because, Cable is Cyclops' son.
Right.
And thrown in the future.
Right.
Because he had sex with...
Madam Pryor.
Which was a clone, wasn't that that was Sinister's clone, right?
A Sinister's clone of Jean Grey.
Yeah, a Sinister's clone of Jean Grey had sex with her, and somehow he got put in the future. I forgot how the fuck he
went. Yeah, I think somehow, I don't know, I think he got kidnapped. I don't know.
Sinister, say it again?
The Sinister made a Jean Grey clone.
Oh.
Cyclops had sex with her, had a kid, and it was Cable.
And in another universe, Jean Grey and Cyclops actually have a son, it's Nate Grey, which is the same, it's called X-Men, So, X-Men was supposed to be what Cable was supposed to be if he didn't have that techno-organic virus.
I got you.
So.
Yeah, but the whole thing is that with this Days Future Past, though, it looks whack as fuck. I'm going to keep it real 100. They just going to get my money for Fox on this one is charity money. Hopefully they give it to some children starving in Somalia.
But the thing about it is First Class was actually good. But
no, First Class was good, but he's not. Guess who's directing it?
Brian Singer?
Yeah, he's directing Days Future Past. It ain't the homeboy that directed First Class.
Wait a minute. But Brian Singer did the first one and the second one, right?
First two X-Men. Regular
but the second X-Men was dope as fuck.
Hated all three of them motherfuckers.
Really?
I hated all
three. First one was okay, but
which was the second?
The one with Nightcrawler.
Okay. The second one was dope.
The second one was dope as shit. What you talking about?
Is that the one? Cyclops died in the second one, right?
No.
That's the third one.
That was a whole different director.
All different. They just said fuck.
Okay, second one might have
but
been.
But it wasn't
good,
even. It, Brian oh, Singer I didn't. Was only going only, for the only Superman reason I didn't
like
second one
because I didn't like the way they played the whole Lady Deathstrike thing. Though. That was a personal thing though, because I like Lady Deathstrike as a villain though.
Yeah.
That's one of my main beefs in that. And then the whole way they had the X programs, kind of X weapons program set up in there, or the way Weapon X was presented. That was my beef with X-Men 2.
I don't know, man. I think they have to kind of switch it up.
No,
own creativity to the whole storyline or whatever.
Yeah.
But it just throws the audience and the fans in the tizzy because now you start to develop these expectations. And it's just like, I mean, you want to, again, like you said, you want different takes on shit.
And they got my favorite character looking like a sucker in this goddamn trailer. Bishop got him looking like a sucker.
And Bishop's actually a dope.
He's with one of the best characters, like overall powers.
So yeah, he turned villain though. That's the fucked up part.
Oh yeah, in the comics, yeah
he
right.
Turned villain,
yeah. They had to make the black
Bishop
man.
Got like the dopest power, man. So I can absorb your energy and shoot it back at you, man.
And I'm good with guns and shit. What else you need to do?
Right, that's the dopest power ever, man.
He probably got a big dick too. That's the next even better.
Wait,
you
whoa, easy.
That was past fanboy. No, that's the other podcast, the porno podcast.
What?
No, but I mean, what do y'all think?
Bishop porn?
This is the problem I think with Bryan Singer coming in as director, though. He's reaching back to the regular X-Men shit. And they should have kept that First Class shit going with all them young bloods.
I would have never had him come back. I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah, kept. Oh boy, they did First Class.
Like after the trilogy, man, when he bailed out on that third one, I know he wanted to take on the whole Superman thing, and that was a big plug for him, but he should have kept it going.
He left.
That's why he left X-Men
to do the Brandon Routh Superman,
the emo Superman.
Oh,
yeah, Superman Returns.
Where he couldn't create his own kind of Superman franchise. He had to really capitalize on the throwback. I guess his homage.
And have y'all seen those? Did y'all see the Sentinels?
Dude, that's
with the digital joints.
Don't they look like a Hoover vacuum?
Did they show them on here?
No.
You can look it up.
On his Twitter page and stuff.
Like,
I've seen it.
Yeah, Ball of a Trash is a midget.
They look like a Hoover vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, they look like.
That's how they look.
Yeah.
They look like constructor bots, man.
I mean, everybody flipped when the Transformers first came out.
You're talking like on the Transformers, right? The constructor cars.
Dude, oh my.
That was
Ram.
That was
can
the
you
worst.
Pull up a picture of
that was the worst.
That was a Sentinel's Day.
I'm looking
like,
up now.
Dude, I promise you, they look like.
But you never really get to see a good shot of them, right?
No, you do. They actually have a whole scale model like how the Sentinel's gonna look. Endless looks off.
Nah, I think they're gonna make it look bigger.
I hope so, man.
I think that scale model really just
Google.
They'll pull up the model.
Here it is, right here.
Versus the background, make it look huge to the background.
But just to how the Sentinels look, it's just
you know how they do with the Hobbit, man. They have the
yeah.
There you go.
you know what, man? I'm not gonna front, man. When you see that thing moving and all that, it might be.
They got air vents in the middle of them.
That's what's them niggas that just made that song with Pharrell?
Dan Punk.
Yeah. Shut up. Look at that. That don't look like Dan Punk, nigga. Look at that. Look, that don't look like Dan Punk.
Aluminum foil.
Them sitting is gonna be on top of a fucking Empire State Building DJing.
Listen. Listen, if somebody should have did those robots, the Sentinels, they should have let the dude that did Pacific Rim take care of that.
Yeah. Because
he stole it with the robots in that movie, man.
Are you talking about Peter Jackson?
No, that was Guillermo del Toro.
That Guillermo, what is how you say Guillermo?
Guillermo del Toro.
You don't call him del Toro.
Like in Latin, you say Guillermo del Toro. Yeah,
that's probably right.
Yeah.
You know, he says it's probably right, but we just fucked it up in
here. I saw L's and I put L's in there. My bad.
I saw L's and I put L's.
Yeah, Pacific Rim.
And he didn't say fuck. He probably just said fuck it at some point. He kept got tired of correcting people.
Yeah.
He was like, fuck it, that's my new name now. Shit, fuck it.
His visionary correct. Yeah, that should have had him do some stuff, man. That would have been dope.
Not the movie, though.
No, just the CGI work.
Because he doesn't let go of some of the clowny stuff, like Hellboy carried with.
Hellboy was actually decent.
I love Hellboy.
Yeah, I mean, Hellboy's kind of cultish. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you either hate it, like, but I mean, Pan's Labyrinth was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was dope. But the thing with me is just watching Pacific Rim, honestly, the potential it had to be more gritty, so to speak.
No, but see, that's the thing, though. I think, but not too cheesy. They're doing a prequel. They're doing a prequel Pacific Rim, and they're doing a sequel. The prequel is gonna be extra dope.
So they keeping Idris? Are they showing Idris?
Idris.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Because Idris' character though is ill as hell. If you read like the background, like I went online and read the background stuff on the Pacific Rim wiki page and like they love Pacific Rim dash wiki or whatever. Yeah. And basically, Idris Elba was like one of the only like people like well, they said the first person to drift though or whatever
generation,
by himself.
The first generation.
Like he's the only person to be able to. He's the only one that survived that first group of people. That was in those mechs, period.
Because they didn't have
two people
in the
But he
robots.
Was the only one because they got everybody's got radiation. That's how he was dying, though, because everybody's got radiation and died.
Right.
Because that's why they were talking about they were nuclear before, and then they changed them to, I guess, whatever the fuck they were, built up hydrogen or something like that.
Yeah.
But they were nuclear before. He was the only one to survive the group of people that was in the nuclear bots.
Yeah.
Right. So they're going to show all that in the prequel.
I don't know if I really want to see a prequel.
You don't think so?
I think it should just be a one-shot, man. I think it should just be a one-shot, man.
Just let that go. I'm good to see something else come in. It's something hard.
What about a cartoon of
now.
It, though? What about a cartoon of it?
I wouldn't even mind that. I'll take an animation to any game.
Anime would be dope.
Yeah, I can see anime being ridiculous.
You let somebody anime that one and get the story out of that, man. That'll be all right. But not a movie. I don't want to go back. Because
Pacific Rim, though, made a lot of money overseas.
It made a lot of money overseas. Yeah, definitely.
It made big money overseas.
It fell off here, but it still got saved by overseas. I tell you that.
It was my best movie I've seen this year.
To me, I think it was one of the greats.
Yeah. It was
Between Women. What else came out this year?
This is the best movie I've seen. It is the best
movie. Nah, real talk. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it. It was a great movie.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I was in there. I didn't go in there with the high expectations.
I didn't know, but it was like, it was something about seeing, actually getting to see real mechs.
Mixed
with the Godzilla kind of theme. It was just like
it was a lot of homage to that old monster
movie.
Because
now you're gonna make me think. Cause there's a lot of shit that's probably
the best movie this year.
Nah, man, no way.
I'm not gonna say the best. I'll say my top three.
It's one.
Superman got it on Smash for me.
I know, Superman easily. Like
I thought it was better than Superman.
Fuck,
ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong. Look, I could see why though. I could see why. I can understand why he's going through that folk phase.
It's gonna be too sad because
you see them mech robots come to life. You're like, yo,
that shit look like. Hey, man, come on, dog. If y'all didn't think that shit looked like that didn't look like some shit that they ran on Nickelodeon.
Nah, and listen, and I'm gonna tell you what's real about
come
it too.
On, B.
No, real talk. Because as you watch these movies, what you gotta do, man, you gotta watch the making of it. And it blows a little the imagination away sometimes when you see how fake things can really be. But the thing behind it is the intricacy that's in those robots and the detail to them, that's what made it hard,
mean, no,
man.
I agree, but
that
doesn't...
When you look at that...
But that doesn't make it a better movie, like better scripted and better drawn out. I mean, the CGI may be better than most shit
that
came out.
Not even just the CGI, the story itself.
The story was cool. I mean, like you said, there was a lot of campy shit.
It
yeah,
was kind of predictable.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, hey, I don't give a fuck where you
drop.
Where
else can you get monsters from, though?
I don't give a fuck where
you say radiation.
Where you drop a nuclear bomb, everything in that vicinity is dead. I don't give a fuck you drop it a million leagues under the sea. If there's anything around that motherfucker, that shit's gone too.
But now that nuclear bomb didn't drop to the bottom of the ocean. I mean, you know it went to another world.
Right.
Yeah, it went through dimensions, which is why it didn't affect.
No, no. It wasn't the two nuclear bombs?
No, it was one. It was a nuclear.
No, because remember, the mech itself was nuclear.
The mech itself was nuclear.
So that's how they had it. We got destroyed.
Okay, so that got destroyed. So the mech itself was nuclear.
Right, so they destroyed
it. But a nuclear missile was different than something being run off nuclear.
So in order for them to destroy, they said the only thing that was powerful enough to destroy like the whole dimension portal
was
the mech itself.
So a nuclear bomb did not go off at the bottom of the ocean.
It went through a dimension.
No, I'm talking about the first one.
Oh, you're talking about the one where Idris was driving?
That was the mech itself.
That was a goddamn nuclear bomb.
That's right.
They had two. That's what I was like, what
right.
the fuck?
Because the first one fucked up.
Right, exactly.
The first one fucked up, so it's like, in order for us to close this shit off, we gotta use this mech.
But listen,
mech was only
it's underwater though, so it's suppressed. So no matter what bomb it is, it's not out. You're not gonna get the radiation like in the air.
With that pressure of the water though, too.
You got the water.
It's a nuclear bomb.
But I'm telling. But the pressure in water doesn't run like that.
A nuclear bomb.
Listen,
they are.
Dark Knight had a nuclear bomb 6 miles away from the city.
Exactly.
Boom. But it didn't affect the city.
That's my point.
And that was outside the water.
When you write a movie, you're allowed to get one magic moment. When you be like, you know what? We know this bullshit.
You're not right, because you're not going to the movies.
I'm serious.
Just zoning out, man, and letting imagination take
you
under.
You do, but the thing is, it's like, you can't sit there and try to place.
You can't put real world properties in there, man.
You can't keep. Come on, man.
You already got a nigga that's super rich, flying, got every utility belt, every anything and everything to get him out of any situation. Yeah. Cool, fine, I accept that. Yeah. You are not going to deal with.
I'm reading actually the scientific.
Mr. Wayne.
Water. It says, if the lower depths it goes, the less fallback that you will see.
There it is.
I'm reading it right now. It says the nuclear device was detonated at the depths of 150 millimeters in deep water. There was little evidence of a fireball. The spray dome rose to a height of 900 feet underwater.
First off, that's still bullshit.
I'm reading.
They didn't do it right in the movie. Because what happened in the movie?
It imploded.
Exactly. It's like it imploded.
So how the fuck, on the top of the land, you said you barely see a fireball, but in the movie,
No.
They
he said
more than
inside.
500
he
feet,
said
though. That's only 500 feet, they saying. Think about how far they were up underwater.
That's what I'm saying.
It was at the abyss.
Dude, when they show, if you look at that movie, when that explosion went off, the nigga in the mech looked up, and it was a barren desert. He looked up and the shit came down like a fucking torrential downpour back into like whatever, where the fuck they were, like an ocean. You see what I'm saying?
So if it's only gonna
be a fireball, then they should have just showed a little peep right at the end of it, at the top. And then.
Ain't nobody going to the movie thinking about it.
I bet
a nuclear fucking bomb.
I bet you watch G.I. Joe and expect the lasers to hit everybody, right?
I watch G.I. Joe like, this is some bullshit. Both of them shits was bullshit.
He's talking about the cartoon.
It's animation. All I'm saying is, I mean, it was cool. I thought it was a good movie. I just didn't think it was, like, the best movie that came out.
No, Man of Steel, that gets my vote, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Man of Steel got
Man of Steel was stupid. But
what?
I only had one gripe with Man of Steel, and that's
okay.
it.
Okay.
What was that?
Here it is.
I'm curious.
Okay.
If you're talking about the end.
Yes!
Why? That is perfect.
I would dig it if you said the skull scene when he was drowning in the skulls.
When this nigga is about to snap this nigga's neck, and he's like, you know what? If you're not going to pay, they're going to pay. And it was like, you know how back in the olden days, like in like the 1950s, when they used to show like cartoons, and the villain would tie the damsel in distress down to the train track, and was like, you better save her. This is kind of like the same instance, except they weren't chained up. The humans was in the fucking corner. The laser was on the opposite side of the fucking room.
And it was moving.
Slowly. Why didn't they just get the fuck out the way?
They was trapped, the corner. No. Where they were going to come out to?
There was a whole room. There's depth.
Keep it 100.
It's whole depth. You damn, buy me it was shook. Over here. Damn right if I'm run. If the shit is 10 feet no, to my I'm left, saying, and he was slowly shocked
though. Look at like.
You no, know. Nigga, he did just like this. Them niggas did the motherfucking cuddle bunch in the corner. Like,
we going out. Was, we going out.
And it's moving slow as fuck from the left hand side.
Okay.
And
so
I'm like, dude, just step forward and go around the fucking corner.
Okay, that's
that's all you had to do.
So I think you were talking about asking when he got killed. That's
no,
what I'm thinking.
No. I like the fact that he snapped his neck. I'm just saying, like, why, like. No, that was the other. That
not
was,
wet. No, wet.
That was one other thing. That was one other thing that really pissed me off. That was one other thing that really pissed me off.
Go ahead.
His dad died in a fucking tornado for a goddamn dog.
That shut was up. A
but
shit,
I think
though.
It was something that made John him mature to that point, though. That's
but you know what?
Those,
you want? It might sound strange.
Did he commit suicide?
It was a dumbass move, but a smartass move at the same time.
Yeah, you why? Gotta respect why he did it.
Because Superman can do stupid shit now?
The world wasn't ready for him, though.
No.
Buses out the lake. Niggas was like, I saw you. I got the shit on my camera phone. People were coming up to the house like, Timmy and Johnny and Adam and Malik saw your son. Terry, take this bus out of the goddamn lake. And then his dad was like, yo, you gotta stop. He talked to him like 15 times with that. You gotta stop fucking showing motherfuckers this shit.
But I think his dad committed suicide, though, something like, too. I think his dad knew when he ran out there there was a possibility he was gonna die getting that dog.
I think he knew that. But he knew he could live, too. It was just one of those.
Could have saved him easily.
The bigger picture.
Or how about you just leave the goddamn dog in the car?
And let it die?
It's a goddamn dog.
I keep it 100. I thought.
I know that. I mean, ask me if it's a goddamn red tornado, a level 5 tornado about to hit my station wagon. Am I finna leave shelter to go get my dog?
They fucked up, huh?
I'm just saying. To me, I was like, "Come on!"
I mean, don't get me wrong. The movie wasn't 100% perfect. I'm not gonna say that. But
I'm just saying, out of all the ways that his pops could have passed. Like, always for reasons not to show. To me, that was just dumb. Like,
but they didn't want to go the typical route.
Because the typical route would have been the heart attack.
They didn't want to do the typical been route. The heart that attack. Was the whole point of just this being its
no,
own
no, no, no. Origin. It wasn't that they didn't want to go the typical route. They were trying to build drama. Like, he had to make a decision. Either I'm going to reveal myself or I'm going to save my father. And my dad, you know, my dad's like, hey, don't worry. You don't have to show yourself yet. I'm going to fucking kill myself. That's what that said. In a tornado, for a dog. I'm just saying.
I don't think it was for the dog at that
it
point.
Was.
Though.
You
it was.
You ran out
for the dog.
He ran out for the dog.
Did he run out for the
he
dog?
He ran for the dog.
Was he already in shelter?
But the sacrifice wasn't for the dog, though.
The sacrifice was for the dog.
It wasn't for the dog anymore.
To test of what? If Clark would have walked over there with his father and stayed on the shelter, and the dog passed away, they would have had a motherfucking ceremony, and shit would have been fine. That's what I'm saying.
Unless that tornado took a hard right and started headed towards him, and then, yeah,
it would have done that anyway. Yeah. It would have done it. It ain't like the dog made the shit take a hard right.
I just think it was more beyond what the dog. It was really about.
It was
that
about
moment.
Him trying to. They tried to make it dramatic, like Superman has to make a decision, and I'm saying they could have came up with. This motherfucker is a writing genius. And the best you could come up with is like, yeah, how about we have a tornado take his dog and his dad goes out to save his dog?
I disagree.
Man,
I disagree.
Well,
nah, I disagree.
That's true. But I just want to know, hopefully, whatever nigga made that decision, he got fired. Because that, to me, I'm just saying, you know how you're engrossed in the story and then something happens, you be like,
somebody came and did a react.
And then your phone goes like, you know what, I gotta take it. I've been having to take a shit for the last hour and a half. I'm just going to get it out the way. Because this shit just ruined the entire fucking experience for me. That's pretty much what happened.
All right, so let's get
I
back
thought
into
it was
the
epic.
Day's Future Past, though.
I'll be
Day's Future
with
Past,
you, man.
Though.
I thought that was an epic
I think
scene.
It's going to be a clusterfuck. It's going to be a lot of butt ripping. Biggie said, it's going to be a lot of sad songs and Fire Brilliant bringing when this movie come out.
And you know what tripped me out? How they gonna explain how the fuck Professor X came back? Have y'all tripped off that?
Well, remember he displaced his body though in 3 though. Remember?
Yeah, but what the fuck? But he came back, but at the end of the credit scene, he was in a whole different body.
Yeah.
How the fuck did Patrick Stewart come back?
I don't know.
Because yeah, it could be more of a mental.
Cryogenically frozen.
It could be more of a mental thing.
It
could
be
like he's maybe projecting himself.
It could be a projection of himself to everyone who's seen
him. If they cloned him and they put his brain back in his body, would that work?
No, this is the thing that's fucked up though, is that the fact that they keep on they're fucking the Wolverine legacy. I'm talking about not fucking like fucking up, but fucking it. Like they just keep going back to the world of Wolverine. That's like we need him in every fucking thing though. Because why are they using him as the precipice of the whole future past, though?
Because you got to remember, Wolverine has lived through a lot of shit, dude.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, though, they're fucking that angle of Wolverine. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just keep on going to, okay, we need a character to put in Days of Future. Let's do a Wolverine.
Because it's established. I mean, I don't think it's a good idea, but I feel like they do it. I mean, it's the same thing that we talked about before. It's six studios. They're running with the niggas who's going to have the most draw. Yeah. You know what I mean? Hugh Jackman's
there.
He's the X-Men franchise. He's in every fucking movie already.
Yeah.
Now, when you take an animation, it ain't about Wolverine.
Yeah.
You got more characters that actually stand out. Hulk alone, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's just what draws the big screen. The thing with big screen versus the animated stories and all that, you don't get the true, you know what I mean, with the big screen. You get what they got to balance out what the fan base is, the kids, the middle, the teenagers, the adults, the throwback comic fans, you know what I mean? So
and it's always going to be
too much. It's too much watered down. And, I mean, the last Wolverine was a little suspect, but it still was.
It's better than the first one.
It was, yeah, absolutely, because it got to be a little more true to Wolverine.
The first one?
I know, I didn't even test one.
I thought it was bad. I thought some more shit was going to pop off, though.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think the story should have been better.
That shit was action-packed. Yeah. I was like, this nigga finna be Bruce Lee with all these goddamn ninjas popping out?
Yo, real talk, that part with the whole stabbing in the back and all, it could have been more dramatic.
Yeah, I was like, dude.
It killed me. A little bit.
I thought it was going to be like, he was going to go ham.
Yeah. They bring out Silver Samurai in there?
Yeah,
but they fucked it up.
Oh, Jesus.
That was the part they fucked up the most. Yeah. They made Silver Samurai some bullshit.
But not as bad as they did with the He-Man movie back in 87.
You know they
with
bring
no
it back.
Orko,
back.
No
Orko,
no.
Why?
They rebooting He-Man.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Dude, the last good He-Man thing I saw was when it was on Cartoon Network back in 03. That was the dopest.
It was an updated He-Man?
Hell yeah, back in
'03. Yeah, a little series came out, man.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, shit.
I'm just trying to see how you can make, the way that everything's going, like, gritty now, I don't know how you can make.
And you know they had supposed to have had a sequel to, the reason they couldn't do another He-Man the last few years is because Dolph Lundgren was locked in for a contract for the next two He-Mans. If you look back to the old,
but they didn't want to use him?
But he was in a contract. They did another one because they had that until the contract ran out.
Mm. What do you mean?
Like, if you sign off and say, all right, well, we're going to do...
Right, he signed up for a 3-movie deal.
Right, but it was within a certain time period, so they had to wait for that time period to go out.
So I'm saying they didn't want to use Dolph.
No, hell no, because they wanted to reboot it. In the late 90s, they wanted to reboot
it. Was it Dolph's fault?
It wasn't Dolph's fault, but they wanted to reboot it with somebody
younger. That was
whoever
put
the movie
together.
Y'all see how Dolph looked now? He look all fucked up.
I mean, because he's 60 fucking 7, of course. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, back then, like,
in the late 90s, you think he could have pulled it off?
Yeah.
In the 90s?
Late 90s.
You see how he was? Ivan Drago?
Yeah.
You can't rob that, man. Look at Schwarzenegger, man.
Nigga,
he was still popping in the 90s.
Sylvester Stallone just dropped the movie last week.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you see it?
Nah.
No, I ain't see that shit, man. Old man, part 4.
Nah, I don't know, man. I gotta see it.
But
I ain't see it yet.
He-Man coming back, though, because I just saw something today.
Yeah, but y'all remember the first
how much you want to bet it's going to be that nigga that plays Thor?
Y'all know who plays Skeletor, though, right? Y'all ever tripped off who plays Skeletor?
Oh, in the original movie?
In the original movie.
The dude who played Perry White in Superman Returns. The dude who played Perry White in Superman Returns.
What?
That's Skeletor.
That's Skeletor.
Who?
Skeletor, so, Master of the Universe, the original one, right. Is Perry Ellis and...
Perry White. The dude was Perry White in Superman Returns. That's Skeletor in Master of the Universe.
What is Perry White?
Superman's boss, the Devil Planet. Editor-in-Chief of Devil
Planet. Oh, yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
That's fucking crazy.
That's Skeletor.
It's tripped out. Somebody hit me to that, though, and I was like, get the fuck out of here.
It's going to be.
But He-Man coming back, though, because I just.
His name is Frank Langella.
It's going to be Chris. It's going to be Chris Hemsworth.
It shouldn't be, though. Well, it could be his brother. Well, it could be Liam. It could be his brother. Nah.
Thor looks like He-Man.
That's true.
Just shave
I don't think they're going to do that.
No, man, they ain't going to do that. I don't even know who they're going to get, though, for that. But
watch.
It's, but
yeah, you're something.
But the end of the original Master Universe, though, they tried to play it off like it was going to be a sequel, though. If y'all noticed, though, remember Skeletor put his hand back up?
Mm-hmm.
And like I was like, oh, okay. But Dolph Lundgren signed that contract. That's why they never rebooted it. But I think it's going to be hard. It's hard to do Master Universe, I think, on a screen, though.
Unless you go Peter Jackson and let him do that whole fantasy.
And
look.
Yeah, and it's, exactly. And you gotta let that shit build the fuck out, though.
That's what they messed up at.
But you gotta build that out, though. That's a 3-hour movie. You gotta build out that fantasy shit. You gotta build out. You can't just...
Nah, you can't drop an hour and 30 minutes and be like...
And that's what they did back in 87. They gave us whatever they gave.
But that's different, though, because He-Man was popping then. Like, it was already, like, a backstory. It was already, like, a fan base. Like, I feel like it...
But that was the problem. It was popping then, and then they gave us that. It was like, wah, wah.
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't know if... It was like a kid's movie, and I mean, but most shit that came out around like the late 80s, early 90s, that was trying to adapt comics or cartoons to movies was sucking. I mean, the only thing that I even remember doing well was fucking Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's one of the greatest movies
I've ever seen. I saw it in the theater 8 times, nigga.
And Michael Bay's finna fuck it in there. And Michael Bay's finna fuck that in the ass, too.
I'm just saying. So I feel like it's gonna be mad difficult. But the thing is, people will still go out and see it. Like, I don't think people would. Like, if you dropped the fucking He-Man trailer now, I don't think people would be like, damn, I gotta go see that.
Nah, because it's not in the.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And so, like, if they're gonna do that, they better, like, drop that fucking 03.
Anime again
to try to build some clientele first.
They scared to do that because when you really look at it in the 80s, when they did the Transformers movie, the animated one, they came so hard with that.
Dude, that was shit.
And that was one of the best to me, man. I don't care. I didn't even compare it as an animation versus live action. It was
the movie itself was
just dope. You know what I mean? And it was on the heels of the hype of the whole Transformers series.
Are you talking about the original Transformers?
The original movie, man.
I'd write Miss Pram.
Rodimus Prime.
Yeah.
Rodimus Prime. That's what we was talking about last show, Rodimus Prime.
Hey, man. I really hope Michael Bay doesn't fuck this.
I hope he don't make him fuck it.
Well, he's going to fuck everything.
He's going to give you the drama that comes with that action, but he's going to give you every silly moment that you don't want to watch. Like, everything. Like,
you know, I don't know, man, but the original Ninja Turtles movie is still one of the best comic book adaptations I've ever seen.
Have you ever seen the one where they made the nigga turtles?
No.
Where they take out the scenes though and they put in like niggas talking or whatever though with
Ninja Turtles. Oh my god, yes.
Oh, but you just gonna fuck my bitch, huh? What you gonna be over there for? I told you this motherfucker be tripping, and it's like literally exactly their lips, dude. It is the funniest.
You
know
about for
shit.
The cartoon or
no?
For the movie,
and it's their actual lips. Like, directly what it is, like, oh, so you just gonna go fuck my bitch, huh? I told you he ain't shit. And then, like, you know, Michelangelo, I told you he ain't shit.
Oh, man.
My nigga, Michelangelo, Ernie Rise Jr.
That's Ernie Rise Jr.?
Mm-hmm. Early Ernie Rise Jr.
And that's him playing Michelangelo?
Yep, in the suit. Yep.
Damn, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
I just know Donatello was Corey Feldman's voice. That's all I know.
Yeah.
You said what now?
Corey Feldman is Donatello.
Donatello's voice. He's a voice. He's not the person in the suit.
Oh, okay. Corey Feldman, is that which one? Corey Ham is the one that died.
Right.
Yeah, that's killed himself.
I wouldn't say that was like.
We're going to go into the comic book shit of Lost Boys one time, though, too. So that's some ill shit, too. The comics of the Lost Boys.
Oh, yeah.
And that whole concept behind that. That shit's some deep shit, though. Like how, like, the Lost Boys whole trilogy thing kind of set up, like, comic wise.
You know what? If they were smart. They should reboot Lost Boys.
They got a sequel they already dropped. That was some.
It don't matter
DVD
though.
Shit.
It don't matter.
Oh, you just
want to
reboot the whole
Lost
Boys?
Reboot the whole like right now?
Yeah, no,
because
Lost
like
Boys
Twilight,
is some deep
shit
though. It's some deep shit about like if you read the comics, it's basically a story arc of if one man just teaches a whole bunch of like orphans how to be bigger than what they are, and saying like how like
on some Oliver Twist type shit.
Yeah, that was the original way it was supposed to be because that old man that they show in the movie. He was just teaching orphans and making them vampires and teaching them, like, a better life.
Right.
And it was the whole thing was, like, what if an old man, a man just taught kids how to have a better life? And he could control them like that, though. And they just start doing ill shit in this world on fucking up shit.
Yeah. I mean, it would be dope, I think. Especially if you made it, like, a series, like American Horror Story or some shit like that.
Yeah. Probably work.
Yeah. So everybody agree that Days of Future Past is going to be a clusterfuck? I can't.
I'm not gonna bail out on it, man.
I'm gonna go see it, but I'm going in there.
I think you're just going with a bias because they fucked your boy Bishop.
Yeah, and I already know he's gonna die in the first 15 minutes.
You gotta understand something, man. Look how Marvel got it on Smash.
That's my Marvel though. Marvel's not running. Doesn't run X Men. Fox does.
I mean, that's just I know, but as far as Marvel characters.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but Fox is different than Marvel running this shit.
I know. Yeah, they got the rights to it and all that. But then Marvel even get their own rights to some of the movies that's been out lately are under Marvel.
Well, they got back Daredevil just recently. I know that.
Who the fuck was
that second Hulk was under Marvel.
Yeah, they got Hulk though. Yeah, Fox only owns X-Men. That's the only thing they own. Yeah. Everything else is owned by Marvel.
And Sony owns Spider-Man, I think.
Sony owns Spider-Man? Okay. Those are only two that Marvel don't own then. And they get back X-Men.
I would like to see them redo Daredevil.
But I would too.
Without
Ben Affleck. Please, God, a new
It's not Ben Affleck.
That wasn't Ben Affleck's fault. I don't think that was a fucked up story.
That wasn't his fault.
That was a fucked up storyline. That storyline was fucked up.
Here's going to be the telltale sign. When he plays Batman.
I thought it was going to be hard as hell for them to play that as well, though, because it's not going to be a Batman movie, though. It's really a Superman movie with Batman as a secondary character.
He's still going to have to follow in the likes of Christian Bale, dog.
Because Christian Bale was a damn good... He was a damn... With soft neck, gravely ass...
I think...
Fucked up voice.
But it's better than what they gave us back in the day, though, with four different Batmans and four different movies.
Michael Keaton was the shit, though.
Oh, no, I'm not knocking Michael Keaton movie. I'm talking about the three that came after Michael Keaton.
The George Clooney and Val Kilmer.
That was it.
Yeah, George Clooney.
Out of the four films that came out back to back.
Hold on, I'm just reading something that's crazy, though, about Master Universe, though. They took the set stuff that they was going to use for Master Universe 2 and used it for Cyborg.
Straight?
Yeah, they used all the stuff in the budget for that. Cyborg.
Wow, would have never knew.
And you ever tripped off in the Master Universe movie? They never showed him as Prince Adam. He was always just He-Man. Yeah.
There was no draw to Prince Adam in that movie.
At all. Like, I was just like,
they didn't show any transformation of him. He was just walking around like that.
And the only thing they had, like, the little BS. Only BS. All hell the power. I was like, come on, dude. I was like.
Yeah, they didn't give you any
They robbed us. Robbed us with that. Right.
I don't even think I was alive yet. And I watched them. I was like, oh, that's cool. And we watched, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
When was you born?
I remember.
87.
Yeah, that's why Ninja Turtles was his favorite.
Dude, Ninja Turtles
was his favorite. Hey, dog.
Michael Keaton came with that Batman in 89. That was the best right there.
But
dog.
I'll tell you this, though. The Mass Universe trailer is one of the best trailers of all time, though.
Yeah, they sold the shit out of
They sold the shit out of that. Did they, Teddy? Dude, because they had that dude Blade, and they're like, you know, they had. And that scene was the scene, only scene.
That was the only.
Yeah, in the tree. Man, if you go back and look at the trailer, you'd be like, this motherfucker look dope. And you think about I was a 6-year-old kid though. Then like this motherfucker looked dope. I remember we was at school like, do you going to see that and everything? Kids came back on that Monday. This is first grade. Mad as I don't want to talk about it. I was gonna see Master Universe. That shit sucked. I might even say this shit sucked at first grade. This shit sucked. Blade scene was only half a minute because they made that. They hyped up that main scene of him with the dude with two blades fighting. He-Man, and it made like it was supposed to be a drawn out scene, and it was less than half a minute.
Like 30 seconds at that.
I was like, y'all motherfuckers, man. So, Captain America trailer, last one we talk about, Captain America trailer.
Captain America, I got high hopes for that one. I got high hopes for that one.
I like Captain America. That first Captain America is better and better every time I watch it. You didn't like
Captain
Jules. America?
Thank you.
I was disgusted.
And shit was hokey as a motherfucker, wasn't it?
Real whack.
Like, you gonna get out of your tent?
Yeah, I gotta rap.
Alright, let's go and run into this Captain America trip. This Captain America was a sick movie though.
It was okay.
It was better than people give it though, by far.
It was better than the original Captain America.
That's very true.
Coming up on the drop zone, Cap.
Did you do anything fun Saturday night?
Well, all the guys in my barbershop quartet are dead, so... No, not really.
You know, if you ask Kristen out from Statistics, you'd probably say yes.
That's why I don't ask.
Too shy or too scared?
Too busy! Was he wearing a parachute?
No. No, he wasn't.
I
joined S.H.I.E.L.D. to protect people.
Captain,
to build a better world sometimes means tearing the old one down. And that makes enemies.
Are you ready for the world to see you as you really are? You look out the window. You know how the game works. Disorder, war. All it takes is one step.
We're going to neutralize a lot of threats before they even happen.
Thought the punishment usually came after the crime.
S.H.I.E.L.D. takes the world as it is, not as we'd like it to be.
This isn't freedom. This is fear.
You need to keep both eyes open.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out? Your work has been a gift to me.
Oh, we can pause there. That's all good. So, but the gangster part of this whole clip, though, is when Winter Soldier catches the S.H.I.E.L.D., though.
Oh, yeah. Bucky is dope like that, man.
Yeah. I like where they're going with that one, though, making that Captain America darker, though, this one, though.
Right. Even though, if you are a fan, we know it's Bucky.
Yeah.
We know it's Bucky, but... You know, they got for anyone.
But they set it up well, though, in the first one where it had Bucky falling off the train, and at least in the first film, though. So it's right. Not like he just comes out of nowhere as the Winter Soldier.
Right. So that is going to be dope. Like, and I like how they got his face covered. So, like, if you don't know this Bucky, you're like, oh, damn, who's the Winter Soldier? And you're probably going to say, like, oh, it's Bucky. But, yeah.
Is it the same guy that's playing Winter Soldier?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think it is.
I was trying to figure out what was going on. So what y'all think? What y'all thoughts about that?
I got high hopes for it. Like, I really do, man. Like, I truly got high hopes for it. Like, I honestly think it's going to be way better than the first one. First one was decent, but
I think it was I think it was better than people give it credit though for.
It was good, as far as it was good. It was cheesy in an aspect with the bad guy.
I think it was supposed to be kind of cheesy because it was that 50s. It was been like 50s, you know. It kind of gave you kind of that 50s feel to it because he was an old man, you know, older guy, you know.
Right.
Because, I mean, Captain America is probably the most popular one of all of them, though, going into the series, going into the whole you know, Avengers thing. He's the most popular, I'm assuming, though, right?
The character. Marvel movies?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking
about before these movies drop. He's like, probably the most popular character out of all of them, comic book wise and people wise.
Captain America?
Yeah.
Hands of the World.
America. Captain America, yeah.
You know what I mean? Of course it's going to be.
Yeah, the most popular.
Pushed easily more.
Because who came up? Did Thor come out before Captain America or Captain America came out after?
No, Thor came out before.
Thor came out first, Captain America.
Because it went Iron Man, Thor. Did it go Hulk first? Iron Man?
No, it went Iron Man. Wait a minute. Iron Man 2, then Hulk.
Iron Man first. Iron Man 1 was 97. I mean, 07. I'm bugging. Then Hulk.
The original Hulk or the Hulk with...
Well, you know what? I skipped. I went to the second Hulk. But yeah, the original was 03.
But I don't think that's considered a part of the...
They continued the story. They didn't knock the hustle. They just went
really?
About
okay.
Going it a different route. Like, you know, the whole...
Yeah, that's true because at the end he was in South America at the very end of the first one.
Okay.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, they ain't dead it. They continued right off of it, but they... You know,
but I was talking about part of the Avenger kind of thing, though. Did they have to be?
Yeah.
03 one was like kind of in the.
It was the setup for the next one that came out in 08.
Okay.
So it was, you know, that story came right from that first one.
Okay.
They didn't cut it off. They just didn't show it in that same way. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, this made the origin story a little bit different. Yes, that's true.
So it went Hulk. I mean, no, Iron Man, Hulk 2.
Hulk 2.
Then
and then came
Thor.
No,
then Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2, and then came Thor.
Okay.
And then Captain America.
And then Captain America.
Okay.
And but you had Ghost Rider in there, too, so that was the same year that Hulk. But that's, you know, that was just like a, that was just Marvel throwing it out there.
I mean, yeah. And, you know, and they say that Nicolas Cage need the checks, too, so, you know, whatever movies we can do to help him.
And Ghost Rider is such a dope superhero, too, man.
It is a dope superhero, too, and they really fucked that series up.
He can take out a lot of people. Easily.
I mean, he's fucking dead. Halfway dead.
So, yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, too, man, Blade had his own little run because it was just more of just his own
actually,
thing.
Actually, real talk, Blade kicked off this whole comic book thing.
That's right. I'm not going to lie and just denounce Spawn, man, because that kind of kicked off.
For the Marvel, no, we're talking about for Marvel.
Yeah, for Marvel. Marvel. But that's Marvel. That's what set it off, too, with Blade, because the darkness from Spawn, here come Blade.
They supposed to be rebooting Spawn, too.
I hope they never reboot Howard the Duck. They never
No, they're not going to reboot Howard the Duck. Yeah. It's considered one of the worst movies of all time.
They do that.
I think it is ranked literally as the worst movie of all time.
They do that. I'm directing movies. I'm going in hard, and I'm just make movies that people want to see. Nothing else.
As a kid, though, I love Howard the Duck, though. I ain't even going to front. As a little shorty, though.
Because y'all was babies when that came out. I hated that.
I was 6 or 7 years old or something like that.
I think that's considered probably the first Marvel, because I know Howard the Duck is Marvel. So, yeah. I think that may be the first considered Marvel movie. But
came out 86.
You had a lot of attempts. You had some movie that came out like early 90s with the Fantastic Four, never got airplay.
Yeah, it never came out.
Yeah, it never came out, you know.
Dolph Lundgren Punisher, forgot about that one.
You got the fan.
That wasn't a bad Punisher, though, with Dolph Lundgren in it. That wasn't a bad Punisher.
No, the one with Thomas Jane, to me, that's the best Punisher.
Oh, yeah, by far. Because they just got
that was the worst
for no reason.
Bad guy, but the better Punisher.
You didn't
Punisher.
Like Old Boy from... I'm talking about the second Punisher with my boy from 300.
He was dope.
That played Jigsaw.
He was dope. But it just was, I don't know.
It was the style of the shooting wasn't slick. It was like real
rugged.
Yeah,
like,
you could tell it was kind of low budget. And it just had that bad kind of feel to it.
But it is the only one that kept it true to the game as far as story goes. That kept it true to the game like, as far as like Punisher being ultra-violent.
Yeah, because everything was ultra-violent there. Like Teddy always just had a joke about the dude getting shot in the air with a missile. Like, in the air with a missile.
Plus, now you know. Dude, I didn't mean to cut y'all off, but you know that what's the first actor for the first Punisher? What's his name?
Thomas Jane.
He did a little web series, Webby Soul, I guess you
Yeah, I saw that. He was at the laundromat.
And they went in. They said that that's how they should have made the whole Punisher in that light, you know what I mean? So that was dope.
Yeah,
was
I saw
like
that, though.
He wanted to really be that Punisher that the comic fans would really appreciate, so they did that. And I thought that was hot.
Is that before, that was when they was finna reboot it, or
reboot. They just did it.
It's like a little short film.
Short film.
Dang. Yeah.
Which was real. That was real to the character themselves. So I was like, oh, that was kind of good.
Frank Castle was that dude.
No, it got to go on big screen. We got to appease these many audiences. It was just one of those, this is for the fans that want to see the Punisher. You know what I mean?
And you'd be surprised, man. Like, some of these, like, little independent short films and stuff, they do, man, they really be doing numbers, like, for real.
Yeah, they do.
Really
they do.
Yeah, because they can have their own, they budget, and they all, everything, they don't have to answer nobody, and everything is
exactly.
Is all for them. Well, we're going to definitely end another edition, though, fellas, man. Thank y'all for coming on again. We're going to do it again next month, though. Let everybody know where they can hit y'all up online.
You can hit me up at JulesUnique. At gmail.com. You can hit me up at Jules Unique, Instagram, you name it.
All Jules right. Unique. James?
You can hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, JBJROfficial. You know, I also produce music. So
Yeah, man.
So also I've got some stuff coming with Tupo and Rocky Knuckles on their project, David Ruffin.
Right.
I got that, yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome. So
when is that supposed to drop, though, by the way?
I'm guessing sometime.
I keep asking everybody that keeps talking about
this week or next week, man. Okay. But, and you can check out my stuff on SoundCloud at www.soundcloud.com/JBJR. So I'm on there. And like I said, Twitter, Instagram, JBJR Fishing.
Hey, let's let Rim give a shout out. Shout out. Rim, what's been going on? You know, you've been on here, but you ain't been here.
I just been chilling. You can follow me, though, on Instagram, Twitter, everything. DJ Reminis 10.
All right. Definitely, I appreciate everybody that's helped been supporting our sponsor, Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code SOLC, get 33% off your headphones and your free shipping and a lifetime guarantee on those. You can hit us up on Twitter at StraightOLC. Shoot us more emails, even y'all. I know y'all probably gonna be obsessed with some of this different talk. Everybody's got these different opinions on all this different stuff. So StraightOLC@gmail.com, and also hit me up on Twitter at DigGame. We appreciate everybody listening, though. You know, it's the second episode. We'll be back next month with another Lando Cal. But keep tuning in for all the different shows on the Stroud Lowcast Network. We'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
We'll see y'all during the show.
Peace.